Welcome to Directions on the News for Tuesday, November 27, 2007. This is Joe Francica of Directions Media, and I'm joined by my colleague, Adina Schutzberg, our executive editor. Well, retailers are reveling in the news that Black Friday saw a better-than-expected boost in consumer spending, with Cyber Monday taking on a life of its own. We're going to look at these events during this season for shoppers from a location intelligent perspective. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. With ArcGIS Online, you can combine ready-to-use maps, reference layers, and functional tasks with your local data to support your GIS work. Save time and benefit from on-demand GIS content. Learn more about ArcGIS Online at www.esri.com/directionsmag.
Well, let's try to make sense of retailing with an eye on these contributing technologies that will or will not change the way, you know, we as consumers think about going to the mall on Black Friday, but also how retailers would try to lure you into the store. From all the stuff that's going on with personal navigation devices to real-time traffic to hyper-local search to location-based advertising, you know, I don't think we've scratched the surface yet with how location technology is going to do to retailing and really literally change the landscape. When the whole idea of buying online, you know, came into being several years ago, I remember I wrote an article foretelling of the unmalling of America. I thought we'd all be staying home in front of our computers. We'd do all our shopping online. And it never happened. In fact, you know, I was definitely wrong in that fact. And probably, if anything, retailers are trying to find new ways to get people into their stores, especially on Black Friday, where they're opening stores at the hours of like midnight to 4 a.m., good values. We've seen it, the $99 GPSs. So I think the subject we want to explore is, will this new technology really affect our shopping habits and how? What will location-based advertising mean to the retailers looking to balance electronic versus print advertising? And basically, we're now entering kind of this hyper-local scenario. We're entering a whole new area here of how we are personally communicating with our retailers and how we're getting sales notice. We're really entering a new period of retailing where there's going to be some balance, and location technology is going to be in the center of this, from a print standpoint as well as an electronic standpoint. So I know you've got some personal examples from your area of the world.
I want to sort of go back to the old-fashioned way, you know, the print media. And so I went through the pile of ads that arrived on my doorstep with my local paper on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And I was frankly shocked to see an outer coating to my grocery store ad that said after Thanksgiving sale, and above the fold was a $99 GPS. Now, it's from a company I've never heard of called Visco, but the fact that I could buy it at the grocery store says something to the importance of navigation systems as a gift this holiday season. The other thing that struck me was stuck to the front page of my local paper was a Post-it, a colored Post-it, and I will read it to you. It says, Atlas, Wines, Liquors, Beers, we're close by, family owned and operated since 1933. And, of course, to read the paper, you have to pull this sticky off of the front of the paper. So it was described to me as basically a pop-up ad for print, which I think is a very accurate description. But clearly, this local liquor store is trying to get at its local customers or its potential customers in this very old-fashioned way by using the fact that I read the local paper, therefore I am in their geography. It was sort of nice to see, and frankly, it worked. I asked several people in town who also get the paper delivered, and they said, wow, yeah, we absolutely read it, and we were sort of surprised by that, and we had never thought about this particular vendor. So old-fashioned location intelligence works very well, too.
Yeah, and seemingly low-tech through old-fashioned print media. And it's really one of those things that you would expect that a retailer has to do now if he's going to get the attention of people in a local geography, because their competition is everybody. It could be an online retailer. It could be somebody a couple miles away, which is a mega liquor store, for example.
I think we're seeing more of this shop local within communities even. We've got here in my little city special evenings where all the stores stay open and they have special sales. The idea being, stay in town, don't go to the mall. We've got unique, interesting things right here in our backyard.
One of the companies I'll bring up in our discussion is a company called 1020. They've got a technology called PlaceCast, and they're kind of just now coming out of the closet with this. And from their literature, they say that the objective is delivering hyper-local content and advertising, reaching a consumer with the right offer at the right place at the right time, you know, typical marketing. But whether we're going to get that sticky note on the paper or whether we're going to get a pop-up ad on our phone, the whole idea of love hyperlocal and knowing your consumer is really coming to fruition. Now, marry that thought and that technology into all of the PNDs, the personal nav devices, that are getting cheaper but are becoming much more functional. And I did a quick search on the Garmin site to look at some of their multitude of PND devices, anywhere from the low-end $300 ones up to the $1,300 ones. Some of them are being integrated with XM nav traffic, satellite traffic, as well as the traffic messaging channel, the TMC, on FM stations. So you marry all of this stuff with better driving directions, avoiding traffic, getting to the mall, getting a pop-up message on your device that we haven't even thought about what this is going to mean for the retailer. I doubt if they've even considered what the ramifications of all of this is, but they're going to have to realize it because everybody's going to have one of these devices.
I think you're right, and I think I'm surprised at how little it seems these technologies are playing into this year's Black Friday, Cyber Monday, in the next month of shopping. There's really been very little. And you'd think with all that information out there, it would be time for somebody to, again, pull it all together, and while you're sitting in traffic on your way to the big mall, have someone pop up and say, hey, don't go to the mall. There's no parking spaces over there. They don't have the Xbox 360 that you're looking for. Why don't you come to our shopping environment where we offer XYZ at a discounted price? It seems to me that should already be happening, and it's not.
Well, and you brought up an interesting point as we were preparing for this about a lot of what is going on in the background about all of the advertising we may see from electronic media is with the foresight of inventory. What have I got in my inventory? What can I sell people? What do I need to move off the shelves? And back that up way into the demand chain and the supply chain, where everybody knows, the retailers know pretty much what they've got on hand and what they got to move and what they got to move at a certain price. So this whole idea of I don't know what the, for lack of a better word, logistical advertising is the way I would phrase it, that I know I've got to move a certain amount of product at a certain price and I've got to reach my frequent customers this way.
Right, and it's funny that they do that online. If you go to Orbitz and shop for a plane ticket, I'm sure everybody's had this experience, and it says, buy now, only 2 seats left at this price. That's a very valuable piece of information. Now, if you believe some of the statistics coming out, and I read in the New York Times that between 70 and 80% of purchases in brick-and-mortar stores are researched online. So we're doing our homework online, figuring out what it is we want to buy, where it is we want to buy it, and then we go and buy it. And the biggest challenge is, do they have it? When I get there, will there be one on the shelf? And the suggestion that Greg Sterling makes, writing over at Search Engine Land, is that's really the key here, is we've got to get down to that level, and that's going to really help consumers decide where they end up.
And that may play into the fact that, you know, you may be wanting to do some bidding online, kind of in an eBay scenario, where if that thing is in inventory and the inventory is getting low, I'm going to bid to get that, and whether I have it delivered or whether I got to go pick it up at a store, you want to know if it's available. I mean, so much of our frustration as consumers is, oh, I went all the way to the store and they didn't have it.
Right, and every year for the past, I'm thinking back to Cabbage Patch dolls, right? Wasn't that one of those things that everybody wanted that one
right.
Christmas, and they ran out of them?
Yep.
And that continues to happen. You can't get the Amazon Kindle because they sold them all out, for example. I mean, that's an online purchase, but there's, I'm sure people are going to start running out of GPS receivers as well.
Yeah.
At that particular price point.
Well, the whole idea is that all of this technology is going to have to get melded in together if the retailers want to balance how they're trying to draw people into their physical locations as well as how they're preparing for Cyber Monday. And just a few maybe ending notes here in terms of statistics, reading out of the Wall Street Journal, where 72% of online merchants plan Cyber Monday specials, up from 43% 2 years ago. And sales of Cyber Monday last year were about $608 million, up 26% over 2005. So clearly, even though Cyber Monday is not the largest shopping day online, according to the journal, it's kind of a marketer's invention that Cyber Monday occurs at all. Well, thanks for joining us today on another podcast. Our sponsor, ESRI, would like to remind you that the ESRI Asia Pacific Users Conference will be held in Tokyo, Japan, on January 17th and 18th. Share your experiences and best practices with users from around the region while attending workshops about the latest software releases conducted by developers and product engineers from ESRI. For more information, visit www.esri.com/directionsmag. Thanks again for joining us today. If you'd like to comment on anything you've heard here today, please write to us at editors@directionsmag.com. We'll see you next week for another Directions Media podcast, and be sure to tell a friend.